Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Fueled by Frank and Honest Gourmet Coffee. The perfect blend to kickstart your day. Barista quality coffee available at Centra and Supervalue.
It is Wednesday, and around this time, every single week, we do a thing called sex therapy. And it is sex therapy, therapy, therapy time.
Warning.
The following item is not recommended for little ears.
Because it's time for a dose of sex therapy with Rachel Cook.
Sex therapy. Today we're going to be talking about the importance of space in a relationship. Do you feel, I have to ask you, particularly during this time where you might both be working from home, you feel a need for a little more space in your relationship? Well, joining me on the line is our resident sex and relationship therapist, Rachel Cook. Good morning. How are you?
Hiya, Jed. Therapy time. How's bleeding going?
How's bleeding? Sex therapy time. Sometimes the door, it just comes out and I can't rein it back in. And it just happens sometimes. Rachel, how are you?
I know the feeling.
Now, listen, we all need our own space sometimes. I mean, it's completely normal, right?
Yes, it is so normal. Even when you're madly in love with someone, there is always such a thing as spending too much time with them. And this can be said about any kind of relationship, romantic or otherwise. We all have a need for alone time and time with people other than our partner. You know, and actually, I have found, and I've read this in many places, there's been quite a lot of research, having enough space in a relationship is actually usually more important for a couple's happiness than their sex life.
Wow.
Yep.
That is crazy. That's a big one.
That's a big one. That's controversial for some. But yeah, I think it's good to know.
That is great to know. I need to ask you about this because it's something we've kind of touched on before. I know I've spoken with the girls on the team about this subject. Is it really bad to sleep or even just want to sleep in the spare bedroom?
No, there's nothing wrong with this. You know, if you don't sleep well with your partner, you are seriously not alone. I hear about more and more couples doing this. You know, I think there's a lot of pressure around the sort of meaning of the shared bed. But this is actually a socially constructed convention. And actually, I think the history is really interesting. So briefly, throughout Western history, the pendulum has shifted back and forth between stigma attached to sleeping together versus sleeping apart. So basically, sleep was a communal activity for millennia. You know, we did it. We slept together in groups for warmth and for safety. And then, you know, over the past few hundred years, sort of wealthy couples, especially having separate bedrooms completely, was popular. And that was seen as being the best thing to do. Then for almost a century between the 1850s and the 1950s, separate beds in the same room was seen as a healthier, more modern option for couples than a double bed. And Victorian doctors actually used to tell people that sharing a bed would drain the vitality of the stronger person.
Oh, wow.
So actually, we didn't even sleep in the same bed until the sexual revolution, you know, sort of 60s time. Mm. So that's when we began to equate the figurative meaning of sleeping together, i.e. sex, with the literal meaning, resulting in this cultural attitude that we still hold today, that some of us believe that sleeping apart is a sign of a loveless or sexless relationship. You know, we even have a term for it called sleep divorce, where couples choose to sleep apart. But actually, I found that this has saved many a relationship, and more people are choosing to either sometimes sleep in a separate bed or in a separate room or do it all the time.
Oh, thank God you've said that. Thank God. Because more or less, one of the people is a snorer, and that's torture. It's torture. It is torture, and it's not fair on the other person. I'm all for that on occasion to sleep separately. Can I ask you, though, what are some signs that your partner needs space besides losing the rag?
If they're getting testy, you've probably spent too much time together. You know, starting arguments for no apparent reason. Another sign is if your partner just sort of goes along with everything that you say or you do without really offering their input. That's probably a good sign that you've just sort of become a bit merged, or you're a bit tired of each other. So you're just sort of, you know, coasting along. Another sign is if your partner can't do anything without your approval, they're constantly checking in, or they're basically attached to your hip, that's a sign they probably need to get themselves back. And then also, you know, if you hear your partner say something like, I need a moment, or actually I need a bit of time for myself, whether that's during a discussion or argument you're having, or just in general, absolutely recognize that they're, you know, giving you giving you notice of their limits and a kind of a boundary there. And so, you know, it's mature to be able to talk about it. It's healthy to be able to talk about it and absolutely hear someone asking for space. And that, you know, it's okay to experience that as a bit of a rejection or abandonment. And obviously, sometimes it can be that. But I think, you know, us sort of clinging to the other person because they've asked for space or accusing them of not caring about us isn't going to help the situation. You know, you can share with your partner that you maybe need a bit of reassurance, or do they want to talk about something deeper in the relationship? But on the whole, seeing space as absolutely being a positive rather than a negative thing, and a necessary thing rather than a, you know, sort of voluntary might have thing, that I think is absolutely vital.
So give us some advice, Rachel. How can you ask for some space without your partner getting the hump? How can we do that?
Well, you can never guarantee that they're not going to get the hump, right? But first things first, there isn't just one kind of space in a relationship. You know, whether you need a weekend apart, you know, as in a weekend away with your friends or something, or you just need to go for a half an hour's walk or a run or something to clear your head, make sure that you're clear with your partner about what space means to you in the context of your relationship. Because just saying I need space doesn't really mean anything unless you've already had conversations about what that's likely to mean. So, you know, just saying something like, honey, I've noticed I'm feeling a bit hemmed in recently, and I think we really need to talk about how to find some ways that I can have more time to myself and maybe for you as well, if that's what you'd like. You know, naturally, your partner might have some questions or concerns about the request, but instead of dismissing their feelings or giving them a vague, you know, blanket reassurance, like, don't worry, everything's going to be fine, listen to their specific concerns and offer to come up with a plan or a compromise together. You know, as usual, this is all about communicating and negotiating and then basically agreeing on what balance of independence and togetherness that you want. You know, it's not about finding a magic ideal amount of space. It's about whether you and your partner are on the same page about the balance of sort of we and I in your relationship.
Balance, balance. And you can always do a shit sandwich, couldn't you? I love you, but I need a sex break because I'm wrecked. But I love you, and it doesn't mean that I don't find you attractive in any way whatsoever. Please leave me alone.
Brilliant. You know? Even better, take out the but. You know, you can say, I love you and I need space. Because okay, it's not, you know, it's not a in either or sort of thing. Those two can coexist very, very well. So absolutely, sandwich away.
Sandwich away. Last question. How do you physically create space between you, especially now we're back in lockdown? Any ideas on how to do that for people listening?
Oh, God. You know, I really think that scheduling this, you know, create a daily, weekly, monthly recurring sort of calendar.
Good
invite.
Advice. Yeah.
You can call that me time and you can send that to your partner. Now, obviously, that'd be a bit weird if you just do this out of the blue, but, you know, give it a go. They might find it funny. But, you know, you can basically chat about that, sit down together and decide and know, you know, ideally you have your own sort of hobby class, whatever. Obviously, most of that is, if not all of that is online at the moment. But knowing that probably an absolute minimum of 30 minutes a day, you know, and this is particularly important for the main, you know, if you have children who tends to be doing more of the physical and emotional labor, which, you know, is becoming more equal or equitable, but still tends to fall to those of us who've been women, who've been brought up as women. And so, you know, often it's not so much that women need more space or men need more space or any gender needs more space. It's just that women tend to get less of it because they're still doing more of the labor. So just being aware of that and knowing that at least half an hour a day to yourself to just get out and, I don't know, listen to the birds, stare at the wall, whatever you need to do, is great for your relationship and for yourself.
What's Mam doing? Ah, she's just staring at the wall again for 30 minutes to get a bit of downtime. I get it. I totally get it. And it doesn't mean that your relationship is doomed, by no means. It means that it's just a normal human, you know, thing that we all need. We all need a bit of time to ourselves, don't we? We just need it.
Yes,
Rachel Cook, thank you so much this week. We chat to you next Wednesday.
Talk to you, Jen.
Great stuff. Rachel Cook, psychotherapist and mental health consultant. Absolute legend. I just want to let you guys know, you can follow Rachel like a weirdo. No, you can follow her on Instagram at Rachel Jane Cook with an E on the end of it. And she'll be back next week. So if you have any questions that you would like us to put to her, get in touch with the team anytime you like, 24/7, jen@rt.ie. We will be back right after these.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.